Welcome to a JA Podcast Network that is just anime. Hajimemashite watashi wa Jeffrey Des. That's Japanese for you noobs out there. Don't worry, this show is completely in English. Well, besides the Japanese that I just blessed you with. I'm your host, Jeff, and today we've got a lot to talk about. I mean, this is the first episode, and really, we're going to just start off so you know what point of view that I'm coming from. We're going to talk about my three favorite anime movies from the past 10 years. I'm going to tell you guys why they're my favorite, three aspects of why they're my favorite, and then I'm going to give it a rating at the end so you can decide if you want to check it out for yourself. So yeah, we'll be back in a second. And we're back. And listeners, I just want you to know that choosing my favorite anime is not the easiest task, as there are many that I enjoy a lot. When it comes down to it, my favorite in the past 10 years has to be The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. The animation in that movie, I think, was flawless. Like, I can't really think of any part that I was disappointed by how the animation appeared and how the movements were of the characters. And I watched this in English dubbed, and I was impressed also with the dubbed characters' voices. Like, it wasn't the lame, Funimation, everyone has the same character's voice, just sounds different. But, so I was really impressed with that. The music is a big key in it being one of my favorite animes, because what's an anime without awesome, beautiful music? And really, that's what this one had. Amazing piano, I mean, really, like, after I watched the movie, I instantly was looking up on YouTube how to play these songs, and because they were so awesome and meaningful. Like, they brought you back to parts in the film, and that's what I think a good anime can do with its music. You'll hear the music, and instantly you're brought back in that part in the film, and what's going on, and the feelings, and all that. And so that was a big thing with The Girl Who Leapt Through Time, was the music. And then I guess the final thing that really tops off this movie would be the storyline itself. Like, I mean, there's not a lot of movies that bring the time concept, and time waits for no one was the whole big motto of the movie. But it really captured it, like, how precious time really is for everyone. But a lot of times we just take it for granted, and that's what I felt like it was trying to get across throughout the whole concept of the whole movie. But I don't really actually want to explain what happens in the movie, because I don't want to be a spoiler and ruin it all for you. But there are some key parts in that movie that really, if you're not expecting it, when they happen, you're like, oh my gosh, are you serious? And so I'll let you enjoy that by yourself. So you can get that OMG feeling. Yeah, I'm going to throw this out there and say I'm a sucker for animes with great music and a storyline that isn't too far-fetched that it just blows right over my head, but something that is semi-relatable. And I felt like this movie really captured that. Like, obviously no one's jumping through time or anything, but it gave, it was kind of remind me of a Studio Ghibli. Like, you're reminded of when you're younger and things that you could have done differently and stuff. And really, that's the sense that I felt through The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. And I would recommend it to anyone who's in for a good anime movie. It's not a series, so you don't have to sit for a long time and watch it. If I were to rate this, it's going to be kind of biased, because I already said I'm a sucker for these kind of movies. But if you've seen this, I'm sure you'll agree with me when I say that, like, some of the things that she goes back in time to fix or correct don't seem like the most ideal, like, things. Like, one of the things was pudding. She goes back so she can, I think it was taste, or because her sister ate the pudding. A spoiler alert. Her sister ate the pudding, and she goes back in time so she can eat it before her sister eats it. And it's like, really? you're going to waste one of your times going back for that. So, I mean, there's really no flaws in this movie. But then again, I bring this up and it's like, oh, that's a flaw. So you can't give it an A plus, but I could be grading on a curve, but I'm not. So I'm going to have to give this an A minus. Everything's great in it. The music, the storyline, and the animation is amazing. But they could have thought a little more before finalizing the film and what kind of thing she's going to go back for, you know. But that's just one little problem in the movie. So overall, it was great. Definitely check it out. I don't know where you could find it. eBay, maybe. eBay. It's getting pretty expensive, so I'd buy it quick. Or borrow it from a friend or something. But yeah, so definitely check that out. And then that leads us on to my second favorite. I'm kind of doing this backwards. Usually you do the top three, like 3, 2, and 1. But I'm not awesome and cool like that, so I'm going from 1, 2, and 3. So if you're interested still, I'm about to share with you what my second favorite anime is. And that has to be Summer Wars. Summer Wars came out by Funimation in 2012, so it's a really recent movie. But I really, from the first time I saw it, even though the acting may not be the greatest, the voice acting, I was really impressed with this film overall. As a Funimation film, usually, I mean, they deliver a lot, but this was beyond what I was expecting. They were able to include so many characters in this film. I mean, you had, it was a huge family that the main girl was in. And they kind of introduced the characters one at a time, but you felt like you were completely like listening. I mean, the movie was surrounded around every single character, yet it wasn't. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain, but that's how it was. There was so many characters and you felt like you knew every single one of them. And that's what Summer Wars did a great job at displaying in the film was every individual family member. And with that being said, that is a big thing that not a lot of animes have with, you know, including all the family members and stuff. I mean, yeah, there's some animes nowadays that it will be about a younger person and you never even see their parents or anything. It's like, okay, really? I mean, if it's a slice of life show, we should know that they have parents and stuff. Obviously they do. But that was just a big thing that hit me on Summer Wars that I instantly thought. I was like, man, this is new, and I like it. Also, the animation in Summer Wars was great. It won numerous awards for being, you know, best animated film, Japan Academy Award, and stuff like that. A lot because of overall the animation and the drawing. The artist did a great job in the movie. It really was bouncing back between real life, of course, animation life, as I say, real life, and a computer game. And even though they kind of, like, whenever they're in the computer game mode, they're, like, feeling the effects of the character. Like, the character in the computer game's getting hurt, and they're like, ah! And stuff like that. Like, they're feeling the pain. And it didn't feel weird when you're watching it because you're like so intact with the character and how well they're doing that it doesn't really hit you that, okay, they're playing a video game and they're experiencing pain. That doesn't make much sense, but it did while watching it. So they did a great job at making that connection to where you didn't think it was weird that they were experiencing pain in a video game, but they did it. So congrats to them for that. Also, I mean, I'm thinking of the music. Usually music's a big thing. I can't really remember a lot of Summer Wars music. I think it was more orchestrated stuff. I'm more big for the piano and stuff like that, but I think it was more of an orchestra in this one. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't the greatest. which is why it's not my up there with my number one. Definitely comparable, but the music, it's just a little bit of a setback. They could have done a little more work on it, but, and that brings us to the third point, is the storyline. Summer Wars storyline was up there with Girl Who Leapt Through Time. I mean, really well written, well done. Followed it all the way through. It's not a super long movie, so they were able to keep my attention the whole time. And really, like, there's some sad parts, and I had some water, I mean, coming from my eyes. I'm not gonna lie, like, they did a great job at pulling the viewer in this movie and getting attached to the characters. So be prepared for a sad part. Just pre-warning, spoiler, be prepared. Also, I'm gonna let you know that although this movie may not seem like it may have any creepy parts, if clowns scare you, you're gonna be extremely frightened by the villain in this movie. I mean, when I first saw it, I was like, what? Yeah, like, it was pretty intense. And I'm sure if you did see it, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, it was just like, ooh, that's creepy. But yeah, so just wanted to let you in on that. So overall, at the end of the day, I think this movie really deserves probably an A minus, just like the last one, but it's a little lower of an A minus. That's why it's my number two. There's not a lot of flaws, really. It's from the same makers of The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. So, really, they got it down pat. I mean, they're doing a great job making animes as of lately. And I think their next one is, what's it called? Has something to do with a wolf, a family of wolves. It sounds funny, but yes, that's what it's about. And I'm pretty excited about seeing it. And yeah, so that should be coming to the US fairly soon, probably next summer or something. I'd be expecting it. But yeah, that's the big news for them. And then that brings us to our final movie of the past 10 years for me. And surprise, surprise, Studio Ghibli has made it upon the list with their movie Howl's Moving Castle. Absolutely loved it. Again, animation, top of the line. Really, I mean, they do it in a way that it's a different type of animation that you see in Funimation films and Bandai, in a way that it's not worse, but they don't get the glisten and the sun rays like you would see in those films, but they do it still in such a way that the scenery and stuff like that is just so enjoyable. His films overall, they really capture that. It's the nature side of the film. They capture that, the Japan feel and stuff like that. So I think that's what Studio Ghibli's done a great job of over the past 20 years, 25 years. Actually, it's been longer than that. Wow. Yeah. So, Howl's Moving Castle, great animation, fluid movement. The voice cast was great for the English dub. They had, what's his name? Plays Batman. Drawing a blank. If I had a wingman with me, he could help me out and just say it. But yeah, dude who plays Batman is the voice of Howl, which is pretty awesome, because he's a pretty big character over here. And so it was really great to have him as a voice actor in this movie. And he does a great job at portraying Howl's character, his kind of sense of mystical yet caring and dark character all in one. So he did a great job at playing Howl. And the music in this film was also very good. Really, I went and purchased the songs off of iTunes because I was like, I have to have this on my iPod. Just really catchy music. And it does, again, as I stated earlier, it brings you back to the film and what is going on during the times that you hear that music. And that is what anime has been able to capture over the past 30 years, or since they've been around. It's that music aspect that can go great with a movie. It's you hear the music and you see the movie. It's a great concept, and this movie, Studio Ghibli, accomplished this really well with their music. And that is a big thing with movies, anime movies nowadays, that you get that music in there and that the music goes with the feelings of that the movie is trying to portray. So great job with that one. And that brings us to the third thing, which is the storyline. And this movie, obviously being a Ghibli film, has a great storyline, doesn't let you down, keeps you in it the whole time. And I've seen this movie numerous times, and every time I'm still engaged, even though I know what's going to happen. It's because the storyline, it keeps you in it. And so yeah, that the storyline of this one probably could be the best story between the other two, but in other aspects it falls, and that's why it's my third favorite. It could be my first. Today it's my third favorite. Ask me tomorrow, the list might change. But so yeah. And I think that wraps up today's show. Thank you for listening to JA Podcast Network. That is Just Anime. We'll be coming on again shortly. Should be a weekly podcast, so subscribe if you want to. If you're interested, subscribe. If you want to rate us on iTunes, go ahead and do that. Give us whatever rating you want. If we're bad, we're bad. If I'm bad, I'm bad. If you want to mail us, hit us up on our webpage, which is in the info of the podcast. And yeah, so thanks for listening. Peace out.